The final seconds tick off the clock and the school day is over. One of the last of the school year at Pawpaw. Buses are lined up outside waiting for students as they trickle out. The halls are a little more empty now. The senior class has already graduated. It's a small taste of what the school will look like next year, when there are no high schoolers left at all. Pawpaw voters decided to deactivate their high school last November. They'll still have kindergarten through 8th grade, but the high schoolers will now be bused to nearby Indian Creek High School. Pawpaw has been facing the same funding and enrollment struggles plaguing rural schools across the state. Their total K-12 enrollment dropped by more than 30 students in the last 5 years. Their district currently sits just under 200 students. In the meantime, Indian Creek will be adding more than 50 students with the new Pawpaw kids. The deactivation vote narrowly passed, and only one Pawpaw high schooler was old enough to vote in the election.
And I voted to actually keep the school here.
His name is Anthony Castaldo. He's a member of that final graduating class.
It is weird. You have these bunch of other people who get to, like, the alumni of their schools get to go back to their school, like, visit it. And I don't really get to do that, but that's okay, I guess.
Even though he knew there were supporters of the deactivation, he was still surprised to see it passed.
I remember there was a bunch of Facebook arguments about that, but I thought that was just an overreaction from a small group of people. I didn't realize how many people were willing to just deactivate the school.
Students at the schools are already very familiar with each other. They had homecoming together this year, and Pawpaw students had already been going to Indian Creek for some sports and classes. Kendall Hawbaker is a 16-year-old finishing her sophomore year at Pawpaw.
Yeah, I take Spanish 1 and World Geography over there.
One of the perks of the new students coming over is that Indian Creek will expand class offerings. That includes an upper-level Spanish 4 course.
I've lived in Pawpaw my whole entire life, and my dad and his brother and my grandma also graduated from Pawpaw.
Her family eventually supported the deactivation, but the decision wasn't easy.
They were kind of surprised and sad, too, because, like, Pawpaw has been here forever, and, like, we're the only, like, small town that, like, has really lasted for so long.
Along with the students, only one Pawpaw High School teacher will be moving over to Indian Creek. Pawpaw Superintendent Stan Adcock says he hopes the district can keep on those other teachers in any way they can. Castaldo said some of his teachers were upset by the vote.
I know a bunch of my teachers didn't expect it, so a bunch of my teachers I know just took it kind of like harshly, especially the ones who've been here for quite a while.
The end of the school year has been especially bittersweet for Patty Torman. She's been an administrator at Pawpaw for 27 years, and she's retiring. The news is still reaching some of the students.
You're retiring?
Yes, I'm going to retire.
No!
I remember when you started!
Well, it was nice meeting you for
nice
the
meeting
month
you.
I've been here.
Yeah. I'll see ya.
Yeah.
She said she'll still be around. She lives close and has a granddaughter in elementary school at Pawpaw. The school is still figuring out what exactly to do with the empty space without the high school. But despite the deactivation, Pawpaw will continue to offer kindergarten through 8th grade classes. I'm Peter Mutt.